appointed a Blue Ribbon Committee. They are supposed to come up with a consensus design and a consensus project within a year. And then 2 weeks later, we announced a 15-year capital plan and said, well, do your work, but by the time you're 80, we might have money. So I would ask another amendment to the plan. And that amendment would be that in line 15, instead of having Route 53 listed as one or more additional toll highways, including northward expansion, blah, 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 and some planning money to buy us off, that in fact we be put in the first part of that sentence and say that there would be in this capital plan design and construction of the north extension of Route 53, assuming the Blue Ribbon Committee that has been appointed by the tollway within a year reaches consensus on a design that is appropriate and something that can be supported by the various groups in Lake and McHenry and North Cook counties to ease the worst congestion in the state of Illinois and also to provide economic opportunity for the more than 1 million people who live in North Cook County, Lake County, and McHenry County. And I would offer that amendment with the full understanding if there's not consensus, we don't build the road. If there is consensus, we don't want to wait 15 years. This was first planned when I was a senior in high school. If we wait 15 years, I will be 81 years old. I would like to see this road before I meet my maker, and I believe we should have this included in the capital plan, or this capital plan is a fake and false promise to the people that live in 2.5 counties that are an important part of this region. So I would appreciate if we could have that amendment.
So there's a motion for the amendment. I'll call for a second, and then we can have debate on the amendment. I just would make a suggestion as we go forward here that the Blue Ribbon Committee has been charged, I think, with three important tasks. First is to decide if a road should be built. The second is what it should look like. But importantly, also, how it could be paid for. And I think the process that the Elgin O'Hare group went through in coming up with what the cost of the road would be based on the design led them then to understand how it had to be paid for, what level tolls there had to be, and so forth. I understand the intent of your amendment. Excuse me, I think the problem is that we don't know yet, because the Blue Ribbon Committee hasn't done its job, because they haven't been convened yet, what the actual cost would be. And I think that's an important consideration. If we're going to then vote on what the financial support of the plan will be.
Can I ask, is this part of the discussion, or are we still waiting for a second?
No, I was trying to clarify and make sure that you understood what the purpose of the Blue Ribbon Committee was. And I assume you did understand that.
I fully understand the purpose of the Blue Ribbon Committee.
Okay, the charge to them, I'm sorry.
So, are we seconding just to have discussion on it? I'll second it to have discussion on it. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to vote for it if you seconded it, if that's the question, the implicit question you're asking.
Well, the question is, I don't disagree with Dr. Morris. I heard a lot about the 53 extension. My question is, because of the status, your amendment says a lot. I think number one, the amendment needs to be shortened down without a whole political flowery around it.
I didn't see any political power, but that's my answer. I'll accept changes.
And I guess, Mike, this is directed to you. Are there funds available should the Blue Ribbon Committee come back and say, here's what we want to do, this is the way we'll do it, let's build it?
Well, this capital plan does not contemplate designing construction.
It doesn't contemplate design and construction in the budget, but as you've seen, we've tried to be conservative in the estimates. We did allow for some flexibility for economic shifts and changes that ultimately I think do provide, you know, some room to take on additional priorities over the next 15 years. We know that was important to the board members, and we discussed that previously, that there is that, you know, flexibility to, you know, things will come up in the next 15 years. If I recall from some of the previous discussion, we were interested in making sure that we had the commitment to the right technical work to advance toward construction for 53 or other projects as they arose. And I've been told by our general counsel, who would be good to weigh in right now just so everybody has some comfort, that we do in the parameters of the existing resolution, we certainly have the ability to take on additional construction projects once their costs and, you know, how to pay for them are determined, traffic projections, how much revenue they'll support themselves versus what would need to be supplemented from the tollway. So, I mean,
that's correct, right? Christy, and one thing the board might want to consider is adding a proviso to the amendment that makes that design and construction be subject to the tollway board approval at some later date if and when a consensus emerges.
I have no problem with that because I assume none of these projects can go forward without the tollway individually approving them as we move forward. I think there's an important issue here that needs to be understood from at least my perspective and from the people in my neighborhood, so to speak. And that is a simple issue. And that issue is that we are now saying we have a 15-year sausage and the casing will only hold so much. And there's not enough expansion in the casing to put in Route 53, so we will just throw it to the side and hope we can keep those people's mouths shut for the next 15 years. The reality is the O'Hare Commission did a lousy job of figuring out how to finance it. It basically says the tollway shall finance the expansion, and the local governments come up with 5 or 10%, and it's a done deal. And maybe the federal government or state government can come up with 75% of that 5 to 10%. Now, we've heard today the federal government's running for the hills. The state government's running for the hills. So basically, they're asking for 1 to 5%. I can guarantee you that the people in Lake County and in North Cook County are prepared to pay a proportionate share of building Route 53 equal to whatever we are going to charge the people for the expansion around O'Hare. That is not even a question of debate. In fact, they think what we're asking for O'Hare expansion is too small. We also know there's 125,000 cars projected a day to run on Route 53 in almost whatever design we have, so it will have higher tolls and it will be self-supporting. But to ask a big portion of our region to just say, well, go ahead and do this, it's unfair. We had over 200 people the other night in our extra hearing at the Village Hall in Buffalo Grove. There was unanimous consent. We had a Republican state representative and a Democratic state representative who under the new map are going to run against each other, sitting with each other, agreeing on their testimony that Route 53 should be included as one of the capital projects that will be accomplished over the next 15 years by the tollway if we're going to do a 15-year plan. And they, by the way, they were all both in favor of having the higher toll. But if the higher tolls are not going to cover Route 53, as Mike says, then I'm sure we're going to be back here in 2 or 3 years and say, now, just for North Cook and Lake County, let's have another 20 cents. That's going to be one hellaciously popular vote as we leave one little part of the state all by itself. And after we've implied to a lot of people over the last 2 months, the last month, that this 35 cents will do the trick. So in other words, it really won't do the trick. It will be a trick when we try to come back with a compromise on Route 53. So I would ask my fellow board members to include language that includes Route 53 as one of the projects that will be constructed. And if we have to make a priority decision 2, 3, or 4 years from now on one leg of O'Hare not being done or one leg of I-57, 294 not being done, let's have at it. I don't think we've ever had a vote up and down on each of these priorities. It's kind of been, well, you know, we just kind of this is that we'll kind of do this. And if we have to go down that road, I'm prepared to go down that road and put them down. Leg one, Elgin O'Hare. Leg one for 57. Leg one for 53. I'm willing to have an up and down vote on each of those individuals. We're not doing that. As a board, we've kind of nodded and said, well, these are our priorities, and the staff has come back to us with a plan. God love them. They've done what they were asked to do. But you are going to today, if you vote and leave Route 53 out and don't fund Route 53, you have set a priority that basically leaves 1 million people in North Cook and Lake County out of the process. And by the way, we have been losing jobs on a regular basis to the Badger State, which is on our border. We just lost U-Line. and we are continuing to lose. Our biggest loss of all was when Jelly Bellies left for Kenosha. Abbott Laboratories just recently bought land in Kenosha, which is the biggest employer in Lake County. So we are important to the economics of the state of Illinois, and if we don't do something, we're going to basically watch that exit to the Cheddar Curtain just continue and continue, and telling people to wait 15 years, to me, is irresponsible. I'll shut up.
I guess now that you've kind of clarified the intent of your amendment, I would say that I would be opposed to it, because what I understand is proposed here, and I don't think there's any trickery involved. I-53, there's been a council appointed to study it because there's not enough consensus in that community, even though it's been a project that's been around a long time and there's been referendums, and yet it's a priority transportation project cited by CMAP as well. We're not ready to get starting on it. The proposed toll rate increase right now covers the projects that have been listed, and they've been discussed over and over again. There's no trickery in terms of that. The proposed rate increase right now covers the capital plan as it's been proposed, and yet sets aside some planning dollars for Route 53, but does not get Route 53. Now, it would also be my understanding that after the advisory council does its work, comes up with a consensus plan, and says, yes, it costs, I forget what the estimate was,
$1.2 billion.
And the only way to finance, if the only way to finance it is through another toll increase, so be it. But what's ready to go now is the capital project. And I kind of disagree with your characterization about how we prioritize these projects. Because Chairman Wolf has been very careful, and we've taken a lot of time to discuss these projects. We went out to a retreat and spent 4 hours talking about the projects, where they stood, their status, and what the prioritization would be. We spent a year going over in public, going over these projects one by one. Christine Hashtag has spent the whole year going through all these forums. These projects, I-53 is needed. There's no question, but nobody's suggesting we're leaving it out. It's not ready. This is a complete, well thought out plan that can be financed with the proposed rate increases that are presented today. And I wouldn't suggest that somehow we suggest we put Route 53 and then we do part of Elgin, part of S-53, and have incomplete projects. That, to me, is not a well thought out plan at all.
Any other comments from board members? Are you prepared to vote on Director Morris's amendment?
Well, I'd like actually to hear what the amendment is.
Do you want to read, Tom, what you believe it was?
Yes, I'll let them give it a shot. We would add as a, in the listing of major capital projects, the design and construction of Route 53, if within a year of the passage of this resolution, the Blue Ribbon Committee reaches a consensus on building and funding Route 53, and subject to later tollway board approval of the Route 53 project after consideration of the committee's recommendations, the availability of funding, and other appropriate factors.
Well, I didn't include the availability of funding, but that's fair.
That's key.
Well, I
would think that in the amendment you have to be available funding and subject to any proposed toll rate increase to cover that funding.
Well, I'd like to take a poll of the board. If they come back for Route 53 and want $1.2 billion to build it, are you prepared to vote yes within a year on a 20-cent toll increase?
You already brought us in the paper once.
Okay, so can we get consensus that the amendment is
that's fine.
Stated is adequate for the purpose? So then we can discuss it and vote on it.
Does it capture the intent of Director Morris's amendment?
Correct.
Are you saying available funding?
Availability of funding, yes.
But doesn't that throw the whole plan off? I mean, we have a plan that incorporated these different projects, and now we're adding another project, so the numbers are all off. I mean, does it make sense to do that?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking that to the board.
Oh, okay.
It seems to me our whole plan is thrown off by adding your project, which I think is probably a good project and probably needed, but not in this capital
plan. Well, the last board approving the last capital plan included the Jane Addams, but obviously failed to fund it. So it has been in the past that the tollway board says these are our targets, and it's a recognition. But I've been saying for the last 30 days that we probably every year or two or three should be looking at various costs, various funding, various capital plans. What if they never do build a Western Terminal? Do we continue to do Western Access? What if this happens or that happens? So, I mean, I think if we're making a statement here that this is for the next 15 years our priorities, obviously, if we've asked these people, you know, Senator Link actually said the other night he might just resign from the committee before it meets if, in fact, there's not the potential there's going to be something there.
Director Banks, I would add, even in the Elgin O'Hare, we're still dependent on getting full commitments from the communities before.
Right.
We may not get that.
I think it's 300, Director.
300 million. But so it could be that some of these don't go as planned. And with the caveat that of the end of the amendment, it says based on availability of funding, I don't think it necessarily throws anything out.
I understand it's a fluid process. It just, I don't know if it makes sense to put that in now.
That's the prerogative of the board. I don't disagree. We are a democratic board in the sense of democracy, and if you all agree with my suggestion today, God love you. If you disagree, I can live with that.
And as you say, we will likely come back on a regular basis as we have in the past when we are in these projects. That's what we do.
Yes. I agree.
I hate to be overly persistent, but I would really ask Mr. Bramante to state that one more time. So that
sure. I'm happy to, Director. The proposed amendment would add to the list of major capital projects the design and construction of Route 53 if within a year of the passage of this resolution, the Blue Ribbon Committee reaches a consensus on building and funding Route 53, and subject to later tollway board approval of the Route 53 project after consideration of the committee's recommendations, the availability of funding, and other appropriate factors.
And is there... Okay.
Well, I'm just going to voice my personal opinion here. I don't think that sensible people on one level could disagree with what you're suggesting. What you're suggesting is that if everything works out, and if there's money, and there's agreement in the Blue Ribbon Committee, the Tollway Board should consider going ahead and constructing it. And I don't think any of us would disagree with that. I think the question is the question that Director Banks raised. A lot of time, effort, and energy has gone into this, including public hearings, and I was at the public hearing in Lake County. I absolutely agree with you. There's a very strong support for the construction. I don't think that it is a prudent thing, I'm speaking for myself in terms of voting, to amend a plan which has been designed with a certain expectation, which we've gone out and explained to people in a particular way, hoping that they understand what we're interested and willing to support. That doesn't preclude us from doing what you're suggesting at some later date, but I think to be fair and transparent with what we've done through this process, the resolution itself is what people have shown support for. The staff and the board have spent a lot of time putting together the projects and analyzing them, and I really think what the resolution includes at this point on the extension is support for the three things that I spoke about before, which is agreement something should be built, some agreement on what the design of it should be, and how it would be constructed. I think that's a very important message to Lake County, and I hope as a person who represents the interests of that region, you don't disparage the importance of that, because that project has been very controversial and has been unable to get off of first base or even home plate, if you're going that way, for a long, long time. And I think that the staff has been extremely careful in designing a process which will permit all the people who have had concerns about it, all the controversy that's gone on about it, to make some decisions in a situation where there is no foregone conclusion about what's going to happen. I think a lot of people have come to the table with the understanding there is no foregone conclusion. And I think it would be inappropriate for us now, after we've asked those people to join the Blue Ribbon Committee, to then say to them, and by the way, we've already made a decision that this is going to be built. I I'm speaking personally because I've been involved with recruiting some of those people around the table. I would feel, if I were in their place, that the tollway invited me to participate to discuss the development and building of this, and then, without any warning, turns around and says, and by the way, it's going to be built. So I personally am going to have to vote against your amendment. And I understand the importance of it to the community, and I think the tollway board and staff, because of the importance that we understood for it, of it, had created the Blue Ribbon Committee. Now we should let them do their work. So that's my opinion on it.
I want to say I agree with the chairman. I think that we were very careful about going out and saying this is the plan. It includes these projects. The 53 extension is important, but we're not there yet. That's why we put the advisory council in place. On the other side, we said, and this is why we need the toll rate increase and this amount, because we run the numbers. We know that with this increase, we can support this $12.7 billion plan over the next 15 years. Now we're going to throw in another. It's not a $12.7 billion. It's a $12.7 plus whatever our estimate, current estimate is of that plan. And I guess we're going to put an asterisk and say, and by the way, right now we don't project having enough money to finance it with this proposed toll rate increase. I think that can be confusing, and that it does lead to misleading the public in terms of really what are our priority projects in this plan that we're voting for today.
Okay, any other discussion on this? Okay.
I'd like a roll call.
Okay. Well, Trinice, could we have a roll call, please?
Sure. Governor Quinn? Chair Wolf?
I'm voting no on the amendment.
Director Banks?
No on the amendment.
Director Tanum?
Yes on the amendment.
Director Prado?
No on the amendment.
Director Saldana?
No.
Director Towns?
No.
Director Wisner?
Yes.
Director Morris?
Yes.
We don't have
five
a quorum. So that's nine.
Five to three.
So the amendment fails?
Yes.
Do you have something else?
I guess it's time to pack it in. In 1975, I offered a resolution in the Illinois Senate to disconnect the northern tier of counties from Illinois and go to Wisconsin because we thought we might get a more fair hearing in Madison. Unfortunately, with the governor we have in Wisconsin, I don't dare do that anymore because I'm not sure that would happen. Even though a majority of the Democratic senators from Wisconsin did live in a hotel about six blocks from my house for a month this past year. I'm just very troubled by this. I know what's going to happen now, and it's done, and that's life, and we'll go on, and we'll continue to be a board. But I think it's once again leaving a big portion of the eighth area out, and there's no reason we couldn't have had a Blue Ribbon Committee sooner, or we could have delayed this a year. So my next motion would have been to set this on the table for 12 months. Until the Blue Ribbon Committee is completed, but I think I know what the vote on that will be, so I am through with my motions.
Okay. Well, Director Morris, as you know, and as I've said to you all along, I really appreciate the time that you put in as a board member. I honestly understand your sincerity and your passion about this, and as you said earlier, reasonable people can disagree, and I think all board members are trying to do what we think is the right thing in this. And no one is unsympathetic with the points that you're making. I think it's just a question of what we're voting on today and how we proceed. And thank goodness we know that you will be persistent and you will continue to bring us back to these important questions. So I don't want you to throw in the towel. I hope it ain't ever worth it till it's over. Okay, that's great. That's the spirit. Okay.
But I do want you and the staff then to recognize in that light, I will be going through the budget as if every penny in that budget was going to be spent, and we're going to squeeze it, and I want the contractors and the unions to know right now, if costs continue to go up 5% in a 2% inflationary market, I will eventually come back and say suspend the program because it's time for them to sharpen the pencil. If we run our operations at 4% a year every year for the next 2 or 3 years, we'll have to come back and sharpen the pencil. I'm not going to stand by, and if we sell bonds at 6%, you and I better start running for the hills because today's market is 4.6. So now we will have to make sure we squeeze it because I am convinced that over the next 2 years I will find enough money within this capital plan as it is proposed to allow the environmentally sensitive highway to be built in Lake County even though this board and the staff has told us we don't exist in the state of Illinois.
Well, I for one welcome that, and I know that you serve on the Finance Committee with Chair Spillane, and I'm sure she welcomes it too. So we look forward to figuring out how to do all of this for the money that we have. That is not the vote ahead of us, however. So, is there
we do not have a motion on the main motion.
No, we don't, and I am ready to have a motion on the resolution.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is there any further discussion of the resolution? Are we ready for a vote? Would you like a roll call vote on this?
Well, you can do it either way you want. I want the record to show that I'm a no vote.
Okay, well, why don't we do a roll call vote, please? Trinise Kay,
Chair Wolf.
I'm in favor of the resolution.
Okay. Director Banks?
Yes.
Director Tanum?
Yes.
Director Prado?
Yes.
Director Saldana?
Yes.
Director Towns?
Yes.
Director Wisner?
Aye.
And Director Morris?
No, and I'd like to thank Governor Quinn for giving me the opportunity to serve on the board and for allowing me to develop an opinion and express that opinion and not put any external pressure on to try to change my vote.
Good. Okay. I know it's very anticlimactic. I just want to make one more point, which is it's on the agenda. We do have a copy of the outstanding issues the board has raised for action. I want to update everybody, make sure that you are aware of that. Is there any unfinished business that anyone would like to raise? Any new business?
Yeah, I have them all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, new business. I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I would like to, though I know we have to have it laid over for a month, I would like to have a proposal for this board next month that we remove the free transponders from tollway employee use prior to the increase that goes into effect. It was affecting this last resolution. So that would mean that we have a proposal to take those away from the employees. I think normal people pay to drive to and from work, and I think our employees should as well. We recently settled with our unions and gave them very fair and reasonable raises, and I think reasonable people would agree that we should all pay to drive to and from work if that's what we do. And I'd like, if I can't do it today for a vote, I would like to direct that a resolution be drafted, that that be implemented, and if it is not implemented by January 1st, the rate increase not going to affect.
Well, may I ask your indulgence making the deadline a little less stringent to make sure that we have time to put together whatever needs to be done? If we can't get it done by next month, would it be okay to do it?
No.
Okay.
No, I want something next month that we can look at and go up or down. And it's been sitting around for over a year. I think the executive director is prepared to make a recommendation to us, and she can do that very quickly.
Well, we certainly will consider it next month. If the board doesn't feel we have enough information next month to be able to vote, then that's the vote.
That's their prerogative. I've learned today that if you ain't got the horses, you don't run the race.
I don't know that we need a vote on this because
I want it in the record.
Okay, that's fine. Any discussion or question on that new business? Okay. I don't believe we need an executive session today unless there's any reason that anybody would like that. So, okay.
I would like one, but I can wait a month.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I don't think we need an executive session today. Okay. So, may I hear a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I just want to thank everyone for their patience and their commitment to this process. May I vote all in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.